This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. Remember this?
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
It's a memorable campaign, but you could argue that many curious teens did still have questions about drugs, questions they answered by frying their own brains with cocaine, heroin, aerosol propellant, or whatever. Since then, crystal meth has re-entered the underground formulary in a big way, ravaging countless communities, especially in Western states. Its extremely addictive properties make it a particularly important drug to warn teenagers from trying, and so the Montana Meth Project was launched in 2005 to do just that, using print, billboards, television, and radio ads like this one.
I had sex with guys for money. I had sex with guys for meth. I'd do anything to get drugs. I could pretty much sell any part of my body and it'd be okay if I got high later that night. My name is Zelda. I'm 16. I'm from Elmo, Montana. I started doing meth when I was 13.
Meth Project Executive Director Nitza Zupas says the ad campaign has worked.
When we first started in the state of Montana, half of the male prison population was there because of meth. 65% of the female prison population, half the child care cases were because of meth, and we were number 5 in the country for meth use. Today, Montana now ranks number 39 for meth use, down from number 5. So that's a 70% decrease in adult meth use. And if you look at this relative to our benchmark states like Wyoming and South Dakota, who adopted just as stringent pseudoephedrine laws at the same time as Montana, their meth use has gone up 6%. Wyoming's now number 3 in the country. South Dakota's up 8% and remains number 16 in the country.
There's one spot that shows otherwise ordinary kids so under the thrall of the drug that they do a home invasion robbery. There's kids abandoning a friend who's having a seizure, just throwing the friend by the entrance to a hospital emergency room. Extremely disturbing. But disturbing, historically, has not necessarily been a guaranteed way of getting through to young people who tend to think of themselves as invulnerable. Why did you go in this direction?
So the way that we approached this campaign was much like you would, you know, approach a consumer marketing problem where, you know, the consumer is the teen. And what we wanted to do was make sure that teens knew exactly what that product was. So we spent a lot of time listening to teens about what they thought and felt about methamphetamine, about anti-drug advertising, about general advertising, and what they thought would work. You know, we learned the first thing we needed to do was have someone communicate with them that they could relate to. So what you'll see in the TV ads is we start with someone who, you know, could be them, and then show the decision and then the outcomes. The other thing that we learned in the market research was there were lots of things that kids thought were cool about methamphetamine, which is a really scary prospect. You know, 44% before we started the campaign saw great benefit in using the drug. 24% said they saw little to no risk, and 66% said it was readily available. This is one of the most highly addictive, destructive drugs, and they think it's no big deal to try, and people are offering it to them.
It is well documented that teenagers are consuming less and less of traditional media, and they're even watching less television. So it must be a challenge in the first instance just to reach your target.
What we do is develop a plan to make sure that we reach, on average, 70 to 90% of teens 3 to 5 times a week through a combination of avenues. The internet, TV, radio, billboards, near schools, near shopping malls, and then in terms of the print, you know, high school newspapers, you know, posters in the schools, things of that sort, to make sure that, you know, we are reaching kids where they are.
Earlier I made reference to a spot about a home invasion, but in some sense, all of this advertising is a kind of home invasion because it just shows up uninvited on your television or on your radio. Have you had complaints from those who really, for all the problems with drug abuse in Montana, really don't wish themselves to be assaulted in this fashion?
Yeah, you know, we learned a lot. We continue to evolve the campaign and certainly have mistakes that we learned from. initially, when we launched the campaign in Montana, we had the advertising on throughout the day. And we very quickly learned, basically in the first day, that's really not appropriate when, you know, some parents just sit their small children in front of the TV as a babysitter and you know, and these ads come on. We shifted the media campaign to start after 7 p.m., which is entirely appropriate. Before we launched it in Montana, we were, you know, wondering what kind of public response there would be, because it is a very difficult subject. And the effects of this drug are very disturbing. And we had thousands of people, you know, come out and support the program. The public response was just really, truly overwhelming.
Well, Nitza, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nitza Zupas is executive director of the Meth Project.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.